Try the one that we found earlier.
That's a good idea.
Let's see if he's still there.
I prepared earlier. Hamish!
They must get really fed up of being prodded, and it's like matinee performance evening.
Yeah, the funny thing about these is they're one of the biggest spiders in this country, but people hardly ever see them because they live their whole lives tucked away. So this is a typical web. There's a hole going, can't quite work out which way it's going, probably just straight down.
Yeah, it looks like it's going in down
and then there's like trip wires radiating out.
Oh, wow.
So normally just kind of tickling it with a bit of grass will get it to come out.
Yeah. What species is this?
It's Segestria florentina. It's otherwise known as the tube web spider.
Okay.
It's not actually native. They came in off ships from Europe in the 1800s.
Right.
It's the web there.
So they've been here for quite a long time, and they're spreading from port towns because they came off the ships in places like Bristol.
Spiders, uh-huh. Webby.
So they're everywhere in Bristol.
Yeah.
But if you go further north or further inland, they get less and less and less.
Okay.
And they're really well adapted to living in human habitations where we get these holes in walls.
Yeah. So do they live in a hole inside as well?
They don't tend to go inside because there's less passing insects there.
Yeah. And how big will this one be when he shows us?
This one's probably got about a 20mm body, so right. It's bigger than your average house spider.
Yeah.
They have bright green or iridescent green fangs.
Where are you going? Okay.
And you're not selling it to me.
Their bodies are actually tube shaped, so they actually fit nicely in the hole. It's a bit like a hermit crab.
Uh-huh.
And if you see a small hole, it's probably got a small spider in. So they must have to move as they get bigger.
Okay, let's see if
this
out.
One comes out.
See if you can see them.
Have you been having a good time, Hamish?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's been your favourite bug so far? Small ones.